And here's the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, June 16th, 2013. Today is Father's Day, a holiday in this country that goes back to a Sunday morning in May of 1909, when a woman named Sonora Smart Dodd was sitting in church listening to a Mother's Day sermon. She thought of her father, who had raised her and her siblings after her mother died in childbirth, and she thought that father should get recognition too. So she asked the minister of the church if he would deliver a sermon honoring fathers on her father's birthday, which was coming up in June, and the minister did. And the tradition of Father's Day caught on, though rather slowly. Mother's Day became an official holiday in 1914, Father's Day not until 1972. Mother's Day is still the busiest day of the year for florists, restaurants, and long-distance phone companies. Father's Day, for many years, was the day on which the most collect phone calls were made. Today is the birthday of Joyce Carol Oates, born in Lockport, New York in 1938, grew up in a rural part of the state. Later, she used it as the basis for the fictional Eden County, where many of her stories and novels are set. She began making up stories as a child, even before she knew how to write, and even drew pictures to record them. When she was 8, her grandmother gave her a copy of Alice in Wonderland, which she loved so much she memorized the whole book word for word. She said Alice's calm and rational demeanor when facing frightening situations made a strong impression, and ever since, she has tried to write about nightmares and bizarre things in a coherent, calm way. She's gone on to become one of the most prolific writers of her generation, producing more than 70 books in 40 years, including novels, short stories, plays, poetry, and essays. She writes almost everything in longhand before typing, and she usually cuts out a few hundred pages from every novel before it's published. It was Joyce Carol Oates who said, "I think all art comes out of conflict. When I write, I am always looking for the dramatic kernel of an event, the junctures of people's lives when they go in one direction, not another." Today is Bloomsday. James Joyce fans all over the world are celebrating. It commemorates the day on which the events of his novel Ulysses take place. Joyce chose June 16, 1904 for the setting because it was the day of his first date with Nora Barnacle, his future wife. Even after the novel's success, Joyce himself did not call June 16th Bloomsday, nor did he really celebrate the day, though publisher Sylvia Beach organized a celebratory Parisian luncheon on that day in 1929, years before the book was legal in the English-speaking world. And here's a poem by David Leman, June 16th. "It's Bloomsday in Dublin, and wherever Ulysses works as an advertising man with an unfaithful wife, as I sit here listening to a lecture on Flannery O'Connor, Frank O'Connor, and the O'Hara boys, John and Frank, I think of going to Dublin with you, buying a toy wedding ring at Woolworth's, and the phrase mock funeral comes to me. I don't know what it means, though I remember being the groom at a mock wedding with a girl named Anne in 1956. I was 8, and so was she, and all the other children were in the procession. It was the first hot night in June, and yes, she said, yes, I will, yes." A poem by David Leman, June 16th, from The Daily Mirror, published by Scribner Poetry, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.